I'm Steve Scher. It's the Week in Review Huzzabazoo, which is a new word we're going to be using. The Week in Review Extra with Knute Berger, Eli Sanders, Joni Balter. We're going to talk a little bit about the transition to the Seattle mayor and a bit then about some whale stories. But first, about the transition, we have Dwight Dively and Martha Cho leading Ed Murray into a transition team. I'm just curious about who you think we can expect in a Murray administration, along with Peter Steinbrück, who will be the czar of development, perhaps, which I just made up.
Well, I think one thing that might happen is that Dwight Dively, who's one of the leaders of the transition committee, might come back as a budget leader, advisor, or something.
A position he had before.
And another thought about this, of course, has to do with who and how they will search for their new police chief. Because police chief, as everybody has said, is the number one hire. I get the impression that they're going outside the department, at least at the very beginning. In other words, a nationwide search for a big city reform-minded candidate.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Jim Pugel, who's currently in the position, is a shoo-in for that.
He has said that he wants the job, but he would be in a group with these others who they're looking for nationwide.
You know, one aspect of the transition is something that Eli thought about, which is, who's going to get Ed Murray's job in the state legislature? What do you think?
Well, it looks like Jamie Peterson is the likely politician to take Ed's place in the Senate. He's currently the House member from the 43rd District and so would just move right into Ed's spot. There's a complicated process for this where I'm not even going to be able to recreate it right, but people vote on it at the party level, I believe, here in Seattle. And it sounds like a process that Peterson could move through pretty easily. The more interesting thing actually then becomes who takes Peterson's seat. So you have just an up-for-grabs open house seat in the 43rd District, and a number of names have been floated, but I haven't heard anyone actually declare that they're interested.
Any thoughts on transitions or legislative transitions?
Well, I think one of the signals that the transition team with Martha Cho and Dwight Dively is very reassuring to establishment Seattle. When Mike McGinn won 4 years ago, a couple of former mayors, he asked them for advice. They told him one thing was, don't fire Dwight Dively. And what you're seeing here is Ed Murray is drawing on very experienced, very senior people who are well-respected by just about everybody in city government and outside city government. So I think that one of the signals the election is that old Seattle, as opposed to new Seattle, old Seattle is alive and well. It's got a majority on the city council and senior people coming in with the administration. I think the other thing people are going to look for is some reorganization, Department of Neighborhoods or DPD. How can they reorganize that in a way that Murray will make effective?
Well, Ed Murray and his transition team are a bunch of old City Hall buds. What I mean by that is that Ed Murray worked for Martha Cho when she was on the city council, and Dwight Dively at the time was on council central staff.
One name I've heard floated for DPD is Peter Steinbrück, who, as you know, endorsed Ed Murray very late in the campaign. And another thing is you're looking at Murray administration appointments. We have this phenomenon due to the new districts, which we were talking about during the Week in Review, where, say, in one district you have Sally Bagshaw and Tim Burgess both in the same district potentially running against each other. I don't know how likely this is, but I've heard people talk about maybe one of them gets an appointment in the Murray administration.
The Department of Planning and Development on that. All right. Which of the whales are most interesting to you? We have bullying in professional football, big guys getting mad.
Okay.
We have Rob Ford, Toronto's mayoral superstar, I believe is how you put it.
Superstar.
This is the transition
quite a big whale. We have the whales that are being hunted, and Paul Watson of Sea Shepherd coming to court to defend what he does. He's not a pirate, he says. And we have the whales. I just wanted to come back also to the whale that got blown up many years ago. I mean, we were thinking about it again because the man who engineered that fiasco?
Fiasco, yeah.
Passed away recently. So which whale do you prefer?
Well, I think the hottest story has to do with the Miami Dolphin / whale. He did apparently some pretty nasty bullying of a teammate, Jonathan Martin, enough so that he has at least temporarily left the football team. And if you listen to some of those voicemails, ooh, ouch.
The football players say, hey, that's just locker room culture. You have a whale you prefer?
You know, I've been following, to some degree, all those whale stories. I agree with Joni. I think the one that's most fascinating is this whole idea whether there can be bullying in football. And it's really interesting to listen to sports radio and hear these guys who are not known as deep thinkers try to think deeply about a subject. You know, it's not exactly a Boy Scouts moment for professional football in the sense that, you know, these organizations often are seen as true blue, but they have a dark side. And when that comes out, everybody has to talk about what manhood is and how it's proven.
And then Incognito's fellow players circled around him, supporting him and not the victim.
Yeah. Which I don't find surprising entirely, but I deeply find appalling.
It's very disturbing. And you think about the other people that are trying to be in professional sports and the pressures they face. And just to see what's happening in this is very disturbing. All right. That's just a taste. We're also on at 10 o'clock on Fridays. The Week in Review Extra Huzzabazoo, which is a word we're going to be using from now on. Knute Berger, Eli Sanders, Joni Balter, thank you very much. This is The Record.